Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul begins one section this way in verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through that sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In this section, in the book of Romans, Paul divides all of history, all people, into two basic categories, Adam and Christ. And he presents a worked out comparison and contrast between those two categories and the people who dwell in the two categories of Adam and Christ. In Adam, there is the original trespass, the foundational sin against God, which we have all repeated in some way in our own lives because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, as Paul said back in Romans chapter 3. In contrast, in Christ, there is the free gift of salvation. In Adam, we find only condemnation, for nothing that we could do would be able to undo the guilt and consequences of his sin and our repeated sins. In Christ, on the other hand, and in Christ alone, we find justification, God's willingness to declare us not guilty despite our sin. In Adam, death reigned. Death had the ultimate control and the unavoidable final word. In Christ, we are restored to our original dominion in a reign of life eternal. Adam brought this devastation to the world through one disobedient act, while Christ undid Adam's and all of humanity's disobedience and disaster with one act of righteousness when he humbled himself in obedience to the Father's will and submitting to the crucifixion. In one tree, Adam sinned. In another tree, Jesus obeyed. Adam's disobedience was rebuked and disavowed by Christ's perfect obedience. For in Adam, he could only make his people sinners, while in Christ, Christ's people can be made righteous. On the one hand, sin, with all the fallenness, futility, frustration, pain and suffering, and ultimately death. On the other hand, God's grace, Christ's obedience, his favorable disposition toward us, revealed in his love demonstrated for us in his sacrifice on behalf of us. And the result of all this is that death that Adam wrought can now be replaced by the eternal life brought to light in Jesus Christ. Romans 5 certainly isn't the easiest passage to read and wrap our minds around. But the depth of its fundamental description of the stakes of human reality, the scope of its comparison between the two categories of human beings, those still in Adam and those redeemed in Christ, all of that coupled with its comprehensive comparison of the contrasts between Adam and Christ, all of this repays the effort and working through this text. But as we come to the table this morning, and as we eat the bread of his body and drink the cup of his blood, may we perhaps follow Paul's guidance in recognizing the wondrous significance of what we are doing, a significance perhaps made more apparent in Romans chapter 5. We live in a world of nuance and exceptions. We think that's wisdom and profundity. Don't box anybody in. Don't categorize people. But in a world of nuance and exception, Scripture boils all of life and reality down to two simple categories, two contradictory columns. Everything falls into the column of Adam or the column of Christ. Sin and obedience, life and death. The simpler and fewer the categories and options by which to identify ourselves, the more significant the words and their meanings become. Because no lawyer can lawyer his way out of this one. And one of the reasons I think we fundamentally resist categories and boxes and the limits they bring, we'd rather play in the pool of nuance, in the shades of gray, in the spectrums and the continuums, is that when you ultimately reduce everything down to only two categories, there is no longer anywhere to hide. The raw material of excuse-making and rationalization and self-justification is gone. All that is left is either or. And that is what we find at the table of the Lord. A place that only benefits those in Christ, those who know that they are here by God's grace and Christ's obedience. It is a place with the provisions of bread and cup that tell the tale of the greater Adam's obedience that has undone our disobedience, that has made us liable to sin and death. And so as Paul puts it stark in the middle of that reading, for the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses, we might just as well read our trespasses, brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, and I might add in parentheses, and all of us who have imitated that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. And in knowledge of this, in the confession of this, in the recognition that we are either of Adam and sin and death, or we are in Christ with grace, life, and righteousness, so let us eat, and so let us drink.